This is King from 90.5 WESA. I'm Susan Scott Peterson. Over the course of the year I reported at King, project assistant Destiny Hoffman spent hours letting me tag along with her. She put me in touch with staff, helped me contact parents, introduced me to students. She asked me if I needed a snack. She was phenomenally generous with her time, but she was also just incredibly honest. And so if these stories ring true, that's the reason. I met up with her one last time in August 2025 at a park near her house. If you were in Pittsburgh then, maybe you remember this day. It was the first beautiful day in the 70s after a miserably hot and humid summer.
Ms. Hoffman,
we found a bit of shade and we talked for 2 hours, looking back and looking forward.
I don't know if you remember this feeling when you were a kid, but I remember being like in middle school and high school and the teachers really feeling like adults, even though they were like pretty young. Uh-huh. Do you feel young or do you feel like a grown up right now?
I feel like I'm 32 teen. I feel like I'm a grown up because I have bills and, you know, real adult problems. But I have a youthful spirit that I really plan to keep for a long time. The students definitely see me as an authoritative figure because I don't play. I mean, I don't know how else to put that, but I think that I'm not the youngest person in the school anymore. I was the second youngest for a while, but now I'm like, I'm up there.
You were really, really close to your eighth graders last year.
I'll cry.
What was it like to let them go? Have you heard from them? Where are they headed right now?
You're gonna get emotional. I love my eighth graders so much. They'll always be my eighth graders. Oh, I get so emotional. I'm sorry. They're gonna hear this and be like, yeah, we were the best. Miss Hoffman misses us. Everybody at the eighth grade promotion got up on that mic and talked about how they were the best eighth grade class we've seen come through that building. And I had 90% of my eighth graders as student envoys. That has never happened in the history of King that I know anyway. And they've gotten all of their acceptance letters to Kappa and City High. And I have a kid going all the way out to Baldwin. And some of them just have had such great growth from when I met them in the fourth and fifth grade to coming over and leaving and going to high school. I'm not worried about them. And I think that that is the best part. It feels so good, but, and I don't know why I'm crying because it's a happy thing, but I don't have to worry about them. And that just feels so nice. That's the first class that has left me and didn't make me feel like I did not do enough. I'm gonna miss them so, so much, and I just really hope that I can build another class up to meet the accomplishments that they have, and they do it with so little, and they do such great things, and they're modeling, and they're crocheting, and they're doing hair, and they're public speaking, and they're welding, and they're doing amazing things, and I just really hope that life doesn't steal their spark because they still have to go home to the neighborhoods that they live in.
Those eighth grade girls made me feel really cared for when I was at your school.
Aren't
Can you believe so that?
Good. I can believe that. Absolutely, I can believe that. They made me feel cared for. I mean, I would walk down the hall, Michaela would be like, Miss Hoffman, fix your face. You know these teachers be looking at you funny. Fix your face. Janiyah come up to me, Miss Hoffman, you were crashing out earlier. Like, you need to go calm down. Like, no lunch bunches for you today. Like, I could bring up every single eighth grader and share a way that they've cared for me, but I could also bring up every single student in that building.
The day I met you last year, I asked you, what keeps you up at night? And you told me, I'm not going to let anything keep me up at night. I am taking care of myself this year. And then I watched you throughout the year not be able to eat your oatmeal. You were walking around with a styrofoam cup of oatmeal. Mm-hmm. and a plastic spoon in it, and you would take a bite and you'd put it down and something would happen and you would walk away from that oatmeal and you would just leave it somewhere and you would not get your, and like, so
flies
how do
my
you
oatmeal and I'm coming back and eating it.
Yeah, so like how are you gonna eat your oatmeal this year?
I don't know, Susan. I'll probably still be walking around with a styrofoam cup. I do my best to be intentional. And sometimes walking around with that cup of oatmeal and setting it down here and picking it back up is as intentional as I can be in the moment. You know, them kids need me, especially them little kinder babies. I love our kids so much. And I have finally, like, I've shaken off all of the negativity and the trauma and the resentment from feeling like I'm not being supported and the idea that everyone should be thinking with my brain and that everyone should be serving with my heart and that everybody should be exhausting their bodies the way I am to serve a greater cause. And but I have a duty, and I won't let it burn me out and I won't let it kill me, but I have a duty here, and all of these babies here are my responsibility. They're your responsibility. They're all of the adults' responsibility.
That was Pittsburgh Kings Destiny Hoffman speaking in August of 2025 on the eve of a new school year. In November, the Pittsburgh Public School Board voted down the district's plan to close and reconfigure schools. We're releasing this series in December, and as of now, the future of King and the rest of the district schools remains uncertain. Thank you so much to the staff and students at King for being so generous with their time over the course of the year I was reporting there. If storytelling like this matters to you, please consider donating to WESA. All of us at the station really want to do more community stories like this. It's honestly what we live for. The series was edited by WESA's Glynis Board. The executive editor is Cindy Lash. Additional editing by Christopher Ayers and education reporter Jillian Forstadt. Digital production by Patrick Doyle. Music for the series is by Achilles Soon Griffin and original art by Victoria Elliott. I'm Susan Scott Peterson, and this has been King from 90.5 WESA.